There was a period of time before he bought the New York Inquirer when he did a military hitch. He did some service and he ended up doing work in the CIA. And he had these intelligence connections. And when you think about the National Inquirer, you think about so many headlines they published with these, you know, undisclosed sources tell the National Inquirer such and such. And all of the stories or the photographs that have been published about UFOs or space, were any of those real? Did your father actually use his intelligence or Pentagon sources to come up with UFO stories?
Yes. And in fact, the parallels exist. And it goes back to 1948, where my grandfather started with the CIA, a division called Psychological Warfare. And that was that just so happened the division that my father served in. And my father's connection with the intelligence, intelligence community remained until the day he passed away. So the answer is yes. And a lot of times he traded information with them. He didn't always run stories, and that was something that I knew about, but I sort of brought out a little bit in this book. You know.
Okay. So there are times when the CIA would feed him a story and say, "Hey, would you run with us?"
And the reverse, of course, would happen as well.
Okay, now give me an example, if you would, of any of the UFO stories or any of the paranormal stories that were fed to your father. And can you think of an example of a story that the CIA wanted him to run that he ran in the National Enquirer?
Well, there were several. I mean, just speaking of UFOs, he ran, I would say, dozens. Over the years,
that were given to him by somebody in intelligence.
That was given to him by somebody other than, say, the reader or the public or people, submitting articles. And I was never able to find out. I just want to sort of preface this by saying I was never able to find out, because when we searched for all the CIA and FBI files, we in fact found out that we even appealed the FBI, Freedom of Information Act.
Right.
Almost everything was redacted, which was really bizarre, which would, also go along the involvement there.
Okay, you get a FOIA thing back from the FBI, and they are redacting memos from the CIA to the National Enquirer.
Correct. And my father, basically, are one and the same, if you will.
Yeah.
And I knew it always existed. I just didn't know how intense the connection was. Because I would question it as a child. And then, of course, as I got older, I said, what's the UFO stuff? He was never quite that forthcoming with it. As we learned more in research, we most of the files we appealed, we did get. Both from the CIA, the FBI, the presidential libraries, and in fact, there was probably one or two stories that with the UFOs that were, they had asked to run, and they did run.
Okay, and so they were asked to run the story about UFOs by somebody within the Pentagon or the CIA. They said, "Run this story," and so not knowing which one it was, not being able to name which story it is. That they would run it. What would be the purpose of the government to give your father that story? Any idea?
I would only be guessing. I think many times, in press, it said it can be, or even with the government, it could be a distraction. It could be, I'm not sure of the motive of that particular story or, of course, there was always a method to their madness. And, this was done on numerous things, with UFOs and other things as well. So I found it to be quite interesting.
What else would your father have, what kind of other story, other than a UFO story, might your father print as a favor to an intelligence connection or to somebody within the government?
Well, my father had a fascination with Jackie O and Ted Kennedy. And there was a story that Mary Jo Kopechne, this is back, I think, in 1960, and he sat on this story for a long time with the Chappaquiddick, she went over the bridge with her unborn child. And in fact, he held the story, wanting to get more. And in fact, he ended up running a story with Ted Kennedy and the family and the children. And you know, he never ran that story. He could have, of course. And in fact, I think he was hoping to get to Jackie O, but I think ultimately what happened with that whole deal was that it was, that story was handed over to, it was used as a chit for the CIA.